The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Again, we are live in the Washington metropolitan area, bringing you another fascinating program. Things, you know, that you can use, that you can apply, that you can make your life a whole lot better with. Well, that's the whole purpose of the show. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. It's an interesting day. My brain is not back into the Washington area. I was traveling this week. I was out in Indiana and visiting some very, very fun people. But other than that, we're here and we're here for you. And by the way, when we're not on the program, if you would like to get a hold of us, it's real simple. All you need to do is call the Rozell Center for Healing at 703-698-7117 or go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com, RozellCare.com. And one of the doctors there will get back to you as quickly as possible and answer all your questions. Our program today is one that way too many people suffer from. And we're going to try to help you limp through it, so to speak, and find out what the answers are. And we're talking about hip pain and knee pain, you know, and ultimately leading to degenerative disease and breakdown so you can't function. And unfortunately, over the last several years, I know a little bit about that, and I also know how to get through the other end of it. But more importantly, you know, what better than when you discuss a topic to have somebody who is not only knowledgeable but expert in the area, and none other than Dr. Scott Lapp. Scott, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. This is a great day for a walk, isn't it?
No, you were actually right. It was morning time. See, this is the problem that we have with this time.
That's right. I keep on forgetting about this.
Yeah, we were at 12 o'clock before, but now we're at 11 o'clock. So it is the morning. I used to make that mistake in the opposite direction before. But yes, indeed, it is gorgeous outside. It's absolutely beautiful. It's one of those days that everybody needs to get out. But, you know, we're talking about something, Scott, that you and I see in our practices all the time. It's one of the most common things, and people come in and say, my hip hurts or my knee hurts, and there's a whole lot of ramifications. That's truly one of the things where, you know, the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, connected to the hip bone, connected to a whole lot of other stuff. So right. The question becomes why. Let's start with something the most obvious. How prevalent is hip and knee pain?
Well, you're looking at probably maybe – first off, how many people have replacements of joints is probably somewhere in about the 8 to 9 million category in the United States currently. And it's a prevalent type of aspect. It's for, especially in the pediatric type population, you've got the most injuries usually happens in the emergency room. 25% of it is basically legs, knees especially.
Kids.
When problems happens. Yeah, and kids. And then when you get the older population, when you start looking at them also, that's going to be another possibility there too. So, I mean, you're looking at, 25% of the population at least having some of those problems. We're talking about emergency rooms is the 25%. It was the numbers that they had, not in population, but their visits in pediatrics. But we're looking at 25% of the population having problems with this even more.
So this is not, you know, older people down the road like May that, you know, has taken the abuse and slings and arrows of, you know, playing ball and martial arts and all those things that have happened to me over the years, but kids, young kids with hip and knee problems.
Yeah. Well, look at I think the amount of sports and the type of different sports that are available for kids, there's a plenty of they're out there as soccer players, and especially also differences between, and we'll talk differences between the sexes. That certain sexes have more problems than others. I think the female side, just because the anatomy difference, there's a wider hip. When you have a wider hip, you don't have a leg to go straight down. It kind of bends in a bit, and that puts a little bit more torque on the knee. So you have definitely a lot of collegiate problems, especially female soccer players. I think it's 1 out of 10 that will actually get in like an ACL, an anterior cruciate, a ligament disruption problem that will happen. 1 out of 10, you know, and on the team. It's just a matter of who's going to get it and who's predisposed and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, as we get into a world of activity, and we're still divided up between people who are extremely active in their sports and people who are not so active in their sports. Mm. But if you're out there running, if you're doing the field thing, whether it's soccer, lacrosse, basketball, things of that nature, and the differentiation between the anatomies of men and women, there's a tremendous insult, if you will, to those joint spaces. And as you say, because of the gynecological pelvis, the widening of the flaring of the pelvis, and that was designed so women carry children. But again, right, downstream, it has an impact on that. So let's talk a little bit about that. Well, you know, we know that there's kids, but do you have any statistics on what the rate is ultimately of knee and hip replacement, you know, as people get older? You said that there's a huge number. What does that look like relative to injury patterns of people who actually have problems now end up having those things done?
You know, I've got a little chart here. I'm going to cheat by looking at it, but this one's from 2010, and we have about 4.7 million people in the United States. 3 million were women, 1.7 were men. Individuals and total knee replacements in 2010, and of course that number is going to be a heck of a lot higher because there's 300 to 400% increases in this every year, and we get more and more of an older population. Of those numbers total, those who in the age over 70 to 79 is 10%, 80 to 88 is 11%, and 90% 7.4. So you hit that critical mass somewhere around the late 60s, and you're picking up, looks like about 30% of those are on the female side. On the male side, maybe 11, I'm just counting as I go through, like 18-20% from that critical, like 60 aged on up for total knee replacement. Go ahead.
Those numbers are huge. It's unbelievable. I mean, that's, you talk about pandemic numbers. Those are crazy.
Well, that's total for what people are currently have back in 2010. We're looking at about 600,000 knee replacements per year and growing.
Wow.
That's the number per year. And I think when you talk hip replacements, and that's actually, you see the knee replacement accelerate a lot more. The hip replacement is somewhere around, maybe around 300,000, 350,000. And again, right around that age 60 to on up. Yeah, again, it's a lot more on the female side than the male side. I don't bore you with all the numbers particularly, but a great percentage is at that particular point. And, you know, I think you're talking about the aspect of, there's so many things when we go to this knee and hip replacements and how many players are in the game. There's a lot of different moving lever systems. And I think I talked to you about before, Tom, I think there's primary problems when we deal with these things. Primary problems is the cartilage and the bone and what we do and so on and so forth. And maybe you hit on some things here, but I'll definitely hit them on the lecture, is the secondary effects of other things that play a part into that. And that could be like from other areas, proprioceptive, which is a big term we can discuss later.
My guest today, Dr. Scott Lamp, and we're talking about something that is extremely prevalent in our society, and that's hip and knee pain and replacement parts. I mean, so many people get to the place now. I get stopped at the airport, and I don't have any replacements, but, you know, they see me moving through, and because of my age, they're making an assumption, and I go through the detector, and they're going to say, do you have any metal parts? And I'll say, no. But for so many people, that's the answer is yes, and there's a lot of predispositions that are bringing this about, and we're talking about people who not only are active in sports, whether, you know, when they're young, whether it's lacrosse or soccer or so forth, but as we get older, we still like to play golf, we still like to play a little tennis, we still like to go for a walk. But one of the other things that we're not talking about, Dr. Scott, is overweight and the amount of weight around the abdomen that reflects on the hips and on the knees, which is one of the primary predispositions.
I think one of the things when we talk about with these kind of things is longevity of life. If you can't move, I think you and myself and a great lecturer is David Leaf, as he talks about the elements of how well the balance of the pelvis is. You know, make sure the leg lengths are the same, that the pelvis is balanced, or you get distortions. You get distortions, you can't walk right. You don't walk right. You don't move your limbs. You don't do pumping actions, moving toxins to the system. You don't let their lungs work those the way they're supposed to. And the next thing you know, it's like you're getting older than you're supposed to be. You're not pushing, you're losing liters of air. And And so these things that, I mean, a lot of these have to do a lot with life expectancy. You know, it's interesting. And every time I talk with you, Tom, I always go back to blue zones again. I don't know why I keep on doing this. But and the blue zones represent from something from National Geographic several years ago. And they talked about where the people lived the longest and best quality of life. And part of the reason, part of the overlap between those groups is that they're all moving and actually full range motion. They're doing things like Tai Chi and yoga and walking and natural. So they're not sitting in front of a computer and shortening all their muscles up and, you know, staring at cell phones. And they live a long, beautiful life. And they're not restricted. They're not in wheelchairs. They're not on, you know, the walkers.
You know, life is motion, and that's what people forget. And particularly with the areas that we're talking about right now, if you're not moving, your body's breaking down. You know, the old axiom, if you don't use it, you lose it. And this is probably no truer than the area that we're talking about. If you have any kind of knee problems, if you have any kind of low back problem, if you have any kind of hip problem, you better not ignore it. It's not going to rust up and go away. It's something that you have to make a determination of where it's coming, but then fix it. And it's not fixed by using a drug.
Not even that. How often have you seen a knee problem and nobody took care of the ankle?
Exactly.
I remember I've had a couple of places where I've had somebody in regards to they're ready to do knee surgery. I'm like, did anybody address the ankle? No, they focused on the knee. And it's like, well, let's, you know, it's interesting with the knee. 80% of the time, at least when I was doing through some of the sports injury clinics that we're doing, we're talking roughly 80% of the time, it's not the problem with the knee. It's at the problem with the ankle or the hip or maybe the pelvis that changes the angle on the knee, which wears down over a period of time and creates the problem.
You know, it's an important consideration that we have in our society today that, and I should say a consideration that has to be changed. It's like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But breaking simply is a process of ignoring something on little pieces over a long period of time, meaning our lifetimes. So, you know, think about the guys that are going out there and they, you know, they have to put on their knee brace, if you will, or they put on their back brace to go play a round of golf. And then pretty soon, you know, they can't play golf anymore, or, you know, a woman that goes out on the tennis court and so forth, and she's got her brace on, or she's had to have, you know, special supports. The body wasn't made to do that if you keep it together. And by keeping it together, we're talking about paying attention to core, where the weight that we have in it.
Right.
For every pound of extra weight that you have around your belly, it reflects, I think the number's 4 times on your knees.
Right, right.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then, you know, you take a look at some of these things. It's really interesting to see all these patterns. One of the things I want to hit on is what pain means to us. And a lot of times when we're looking at pain, we're like, well, it's a little bit, it hurts me once in a while. I'll ignore it. The body has to go through a lot to tell the brain that this is an irritant. There's a lot of times that we have pain that's what I call subclinical. It's under our radar. We don't necessarily feel it just yet. But when we start feeling it, it should be telling you something.
Scott, we're coming up to a break, and I want to get into the program. I want to talk about how people can fix this if they do have a degenerative condition. I want to give them some options, but we're going to get into this and really unravel it. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest, Dr. Scott Lamp. We're talking about your hip and your knee. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And it's a beautiful day in the Washington metropolitan area. Make sure you go for a walk. And if you decide to do it right now, put in your buds, right, so you can listen to the program. We have a very special program, and it's timely for this time of the year. And we're talking about hip and knee pain. And we're trying to figure out how to get you out of pain so you can enjoy the things that you like to do, like golf and tennis and walking and hiking and things like that, and things that you put off simply because you're hurting too much. In studio with me, Dr. Scott Lamp. Who better? This man is an expert at these types of things. He's taught me quite a few things over the years. And this is a special program. Why? Because we are actually going back in-house on this. So the lecture will be this Wednesday evening coming up. And we're going to do it a little differently this one time. For those of you who are new to the practice, who are new to Dr. Tom Roszell Live, who would like to have hands-on, like to see our practice, and we can take you on a tour of it. And we have a very large 6,000-square-foot facility in Fairfax. We're just off the National Capital Beltway. We're going to do it in-house. It'll be 7 o'clock this Wednesday evening coming up. And all you have to do to register for that is to go online at RoszellCare.com, and you'll see a little ad there for it. It says register now. And those of you who are new to the office, this is a special event for you. So we're gonna be our office is set up so it's very safe. We have HEPA filters flowing all over the place. We're spaced out well, with everybody starting to open up now and being back into their events. We're going to do this, but we're going to limit it. Those of you who are patients, this will also be available to you. And all you have to do is register it. We'll send you the information. So you got two opportunities, if you will, to participate. One is in-house lecture this Wednesday. You get to meet Dr. Lamp. And if those of you have heard him lecture before, you know he's amazing to sit and talk to and to listen. And he gets into it very detailed and takes difficult, complicated subjects and break it down. The only problem that we have with Dr. Scott is turning him off when he's supposed to turn off, because he's got so much information that he just keeps on going and going. But it's this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. It's the 16th of the month. Wednesday the 16th, 7 p.m. We start on time. For those of you who are new to the Roszell Center for Healing, who have never been into the practice, this is an opportunity for you. And for those of you would like to have this at home, you can do that as well. You can go to RoszellCare.com and register now, but let us know. You can also call the office at 703-698-7117 and register for the class and give them a way of contacting you so they can confirm. And once we're full, but you know, it's so good to be back in public. It's so good to be around people again. And, you know, we're opening up and we're going to taste test, if you will. We're going to see how this all works out for everybody, but I promise you, you'll be safe. And it's set up to do that. We check temperatures as you walk in. And we will make sure that, you know, everybody is comfortable. We ask that you do wear a mask during the lecture at the Roszell Center for Healing, because it's a Virginia guideline for healthcare clinics. You still have to have them on in the public areas. As much as many of you know my feelings about that, that's neither here nor there. We will comply, and we are very careful in office. So if you'd like to come and you've never been a patient to the Roszell Center for Healing, this is an opportunity to see the office and get a tour, see what we do, but learn about hip and knee pain. And like I said, you will be very safe, and we will accommodate you, and we'll make sure that you are very comfortable in our facility. And Dr. Scott will be amazing, as he normally is. Dr. Scott, let's get back into the program a little bit and talk about this thing. You know, we have a few minutes before we have to take a break, but let's talk about the process of breakdown. Is it something that happens all at once, or is it slow, insidious? Is it one of the things, well, let's watch to see what happens? You know, how would you describe a knee or a hip that is headed towards, you know, now we have impairment?
I think it's generally a gradual problem, but then you have to put an asterisk on that, because you could have systemic diseases that are sometimes can come into play, and they accelerate things. I think the big player in the game on this is, you'll hear the term osteoarthritis, but it's really a misnomer, because the itis means inflammation. It's secondary, really. It's really a wearing down effect because of alignment issues, positional issues, wear and tear, some aging issues that will play a part and slowly break down. And I think what I was talking about before was, you know, when you start feeling something, question it. The body has to go to a certain amount. There's a lot of things the brain has to work through our daily processing. And when a pain starts popping up, it's there for a reason. Pain is there for a service to tell you we got a problem here. And if it comes and goes, pay attention to that, because it really shows you you've got something going on. And then when all of a sudden it doesn't want to go away, it gets harder and harder to deal with.
So this isn't one of those things that should be, you know, if it's not present, should be out of your mind. If it's there intermittently, is telling you that the body is breaking down, there's some compensation that's going on, but that compensation is just to get you from falling apart at that moment, but it's going to catch you at a certain point. And until you get to the place where, particularly with the hip and knee, that you're bone on bone, and now your surgeon tells you that, oh, well, it's time for replacement. And we're going to get into that. We're going to give you options on this whole program. In the second part of the thing, we're going to talk a little about human allographic tissue. We're going to talk about the things that you can get done. But remember, we're coming up to a break, and don't go away. There's so much more going on. Be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We have a very special program for you on a couple different levels. One, my guest, Dr. Scott Lamp, we're talking about hip and knee pain, you know, that thing that really affects way too many people and stops you from doing all the things that you like, just walking sometimes, or, you know, let alone playing golf. And many of you come in and say, well, you know, as long as I take the golf cart around, I really like to walk because it gives me exercise, but I can't do it. But my knee bothers me too much. But if I put my brace on and I take a cart, I'm okay. That's not normal, my friends. You shouldn't be worried about having to take it. You should be out there walking around. And then some of you have very, very well, you know, trained abdominal areas, meaning that you have put way too much in your body. Now it's all storage. And for every pound that you have around your midline, you've got 4 pounds on your knees. That's not good. That's not a good thing either. But this program is significant because now, so many months later, is the first time we will be back in office with this program. And Dr. Scott will be your presenter at the Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're actually just off the National Capital Beltway, probably a half of a mile, very easy to get to. You come 495 to Route 50, you're right there. And this program, we're tiptoeing in, if you will, back to normal. This will be for people who have never been to the Rozell Center before. And we'd like to show off our facility. We have a beautiful place. We're in 6,000 square feet. But more importantly, you get to listen to Dr. Scott and meet him. Those of you who are patients for this time, it'll be available to you online as it always is. You just call in and register for it or go to the website at rozellcare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellcare.com, and register, and we will send you the entire program. And just remember that Scott is always available to talk to you, and all you have to do is call 703-698-7117. Leave your name, tell us what it's about, and he will get you on the schedule to call you back and discuss whatever it is with you. But for those of you who've never been to the office, here's an opportunity to come and see us and meet us. And you just need to register for that, and you can register online or simply call the office. And if you're new to the practice, and you will be very safe. Our practice is set up with HEPA filters, and we'll take your temperature. And, you know, Virginia requires that you do continue to wear a mask in healthcare facilities. So it's one of those things that we will ask you to do respectfully for the other people that are there, regardless of whether you've had the vaccine or not had the vaccine. We still have to have you masked because that's the edict from Richmond. So would love to see you this week. I will be there as the program begins to unfold and greet you. So come and see Dr. Scott, say hello, and learn. And those of you who are patients, you can get this thing just by asking for it, and we're happy to send it out. Dr. Scott, let's get back into talking about all of this nonsense. You know, we left this first half of the program simply saying that there's way too many people that are set up for surgery. One, it's expensive. Two, the rehabilitation time for hip and knee pain and getting back to normal is quite extensive. It's not just overnight.
Yeah. And I think also, I think when people think, oh, I'm just going to get a knee replacement, knee, you know, you got to work your knee. You got to have some exercises that it has to do for several months to make sure you're back to snuff. And I think they're talking about complications, about 20% of those people coming up and some major complications. And if you don't do the exercise work, you're in a wheelchair, especially on your knee.
What type of complications are you talking about with, you know, post-surgical intervention?
Well, sometimes you got people who just don't want to do the work, which is, that's a problem. Because if you don't get the work on that, then you're going to, scar tissue is going to form in that joint. It's not going to be able to move appropriately, and you can't bend it. So try working your knee when you can't bend it. There's some problems with that. The other aspects are, you know, do you cause some other additional scar tissue or some other problems that happened in surgery that was maybe not thought about that might be part of the problem. I think when we talk about when we do a replacement, a full replacement, you've got to look at all the players in the game. And like, for example, I replace the knee. And again, we don't look at focus on the ankle, or we replace the knee. We don't focus on the hip or the low back and have some problems there. And I think I talked to you about where we're talking about primary things. We're looking at the cartilage and the bone and the muscles and the ligaments and the synovial fluids and all those things that make up a joint. But we also have some secondary things that be a consideration. One being is how do we control our chemical side of things of inflammation? We have inflammation. If we eat the right foods, they can be restorative, or we can eat the wrong foods and actually accelerate a problem on ourselves. So one of the things that's great about our office is we are looking at all these different aspects. The other thing that's an interesting thing, a lot of times you find with knees, and I had one particular patient was of really interest. It was a Vietnam vet, had knee problems, and every muscle in our body has a relationship to an organ. And I just ended up doing some points for a muscle called a popliteus. It's a muscle that keeps you from hyperextending your knee. And that means going back when you straighten your knee and going farther into that. And just stimulating two points of his knee, got up and walked, I had no pain.
Wow.
And
that's phenomenal.
That doesn't mean that's everybody. That just means that for that particular person, he had some major problems with gallbladder and gallbladder stones, which was referring through a system to that. So that's what I'm talking about as secondary. The other thing is, if you're out there walking and you find like you always have to cross your feet over when you're walking, then it could be as far up away from your hip, it could be as your jaw. And, you know, it's amazing sometimes in our office, you'll see people walking down, we'll take a tongue depressor and we'll put it in the jaw to kind of approximate the jaw a little bit better. And all of a sudden they seem to be walking better.
You know, that's incredible for a lot of people who are listening. They're saying, how can that possibly be? And what you have to understand is that the body mechanically is designed to work in a symphony, if you will, that is not independent one of the other. So when you have one system that begins to fail, there's other systems that are compensating to try to protect it. And no more obvious than in the hip and the knee. So, you know, you mentioned earlier that every muscle in the body is related, is connected to the internal environment, an organ system. And that's done because of how the nerves that come off the spine, those mm-hmm. nerves come off and they actually divide. One branch goes inside the body and tells your intestinal tract to work. And the other branch goes outside and hooks up the muscle. And in the area that I just talked about, the intestinal system, we have these intestinal tract that relates to the thigh muscle, the quadricep muscle.
Right.
And if your diet is not as good as it should be, that muscle, because of its neurological connection between the outside and the inside of the body, is now going to misfire and right. be not just minimally predisposed, but it's going to weaken and your body's not going to have the functional capacity. So if you don't address the overall mechanism, the structural chemical, meaning dietary patterns and the stress patterns that are associated with the body, things don't work the way they're meant to work. And that's, you're right on point with this.
Yeah, I think the same thing when you're talking about the hamstrings. Don't you just go to the front of the thigh, the back of the thigh? Here you have the whole upper leg integrated in digestion. You have gallbladder, you have small intestine, you have large intestine. And even when you're talking about the stress mechanism, you have a stress mechanism that's associated with something called the sartorius. There's another muscle that's over top that flexes. It crosses three joints, for God's sakes. And then also some of the muscles in the calf muscles are associated with all these things. So a dietary look at this, let alone, you know, putting weight on, but what's going on in regards to your body in regards to that's extremely important. I think one of the things too, when we're talking about, how the body, and I think, you know, the body's a lot of things is the body's designed to be is survival, how to survive the day. And, you know, we talked about, well, what the heck is the jaw might have to do with the hip? The head has to stay, you know, you think about, try to run away. You running away from danger. Your eyes have to be level to the horizon so you can see your way, you can run. If your head's tipped to the side, it'll skew a lot of the information coming in. Your sense of balance can get thrown off. You can fall over. You can veer to the left. You can veer to the right. So the body wants to do that so it can survive. which means it's going to be working the jaw along with the pelvis to try to do that and keep that in place. And it's just an interesting thing is how well integrated things are. And that's why you can find some things just by using tongue depressors in the mouth to kind of see how the person walks.
You know, it's interesting that we don't appreciate our own biomechanics. We don't appreciate how the body was designed to move as a harmonious piece of machinery, if you will. It's yeah. really incredible. We're here at 888-630-9625. Boy, my brain is not working today. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Dr. Scott Lamp is in studio. We're talking about hip and knee pain and all the things that, you know, we ignore, if you will. You know, we have given up our life. If we don't do X, then we feel okay. Oh, well, what's a little bit of a crutch that I have to use periodically? I only use it when it gets sore. All the things that we would normally hear people talk about. And, oh, if I take, you know, an NSAID, if I take this, you know, not thinking that the more NSAIDs that you take. And here's something people need to listen to. What's an NSAID? Well, it's your aspirins and your Advil and, you know, all it's Motrins and all of those non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And, but pretty soon they don't work and maybe you're on prednisone. But here's the deal. They compete in the cartilage for the receptors that help heal the joint. And the receptor ion is something called a sulfate ion. And if you're taking NSAIDs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories on a regular basis, the reception, the ability of that joint, that cartilage to pull in this very important healing element is being blocked by these NSAIDs. And we forget about that, you know, because we're being manipulated by, medicine on television. Take this for your normal pain. Well, there's no normal pain patterns. There's a reason why they're there. And Scott, this whole topic that you get into is so important because if it's affecting these joints, it's affecting other joints as well. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, and this is a very important program today for a lot of reasons. One, it's on hip and knee pain and it's prevalent through our society. But more importantly, we're going to be in-house this Wednesday evening. And those of you who've never been to the Results Center for Healing, you are invited to join us. We want to see how this is going to be received. Our office is very safe. According to Virginia laws, you must wear a mask even if you've been vaccinated when you're in our facility. That's just the way the law is. We will be taking temperatures. We have HEPA filters, which kill viral patterns and all kinds of things. So trust me, our office is about as sterile as you possibly can get it, but you're invited. All you have to do is call us at 703-698-7117 and register. Say, hey, I'd like to be there. And this is for people who've never been to our facility. We want to showcase it. We want to show it off. We want to show you what we're all about and what we have and what we've done and upgraded since all this craziness has started over, you know, 17 months ago, 18 months ago, whatever it is now. But more importantly, you get to meet an amazing doctor, Dr. Scott Lamp, who is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm in awe of him on a regular basis, and simply because there's more information in this man's brain than most people accumulate in two lifetimes. But join us, call us, and register, or simply go online at RoselleCare.com and register for the program. Scott, let's talk a little bit about, you know, generically, we got only have a few minutes on the fixes. There's a lot of things that are available, even for our patients who are bone on bone, so to speak, without we have human allographic tissue with some physicians that are contractors for our office that, you know, they'll evaluate that to repair, regenerate using that and PRP, patient's own stem cell. We have a lot of different fixes that we can apply to that. But let's talk a little bit about the fix of this thing, and we'll drag it into the last part of the program.
Well, I think you have different phases. I think the one you just talked about there is like more of an end stage where somebody has bone on bone. You have to do some of the things you were mentioning about, but a lot of the things is correcting biomechanical faults I think you got to look at alignment issues starting from the feet all the way up. We also talked about the jaw situation, so that's going to be important. I think muscular balances play a part. You got a muscle. A lot of times we look at a muscle that's tight and we kind of look at that as being, okay, that's the problem. A lot of times that muscle's working. It's compensating for something else. And you actually get the other muscles firing. And all of a sudden now you see that the, for example, the hamstring now seems to have more flexibility. So there's that. Breaking up and working with scar tissue and how to get rid of some of those things. And we got different things that we have at our disposal. We have things like ultrasound. We have things like percussion and vibratory aspects. We have some electric sound wave therapy that we're just starting up in the office that actually has some great ways of stimulating and actually stimulating stem cell actually in its motion and action of it. Also looking at secondary things and understanding that and making sure the dietary is clear. Do you have a peripheral neuropathy, which means you have numbness and tingling? You're not getting information into your brain from your feet, for example. That could be causing some problems too, and that has to be evaluated to some extent.
We're coming up to a break. We do have some people online, which I'll take when we come back. We're talking about your hips and your knees. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal live as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you around the country and around the world, you know the drill. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Great program today, and we're talking about something that is way too common, and we're talking about hip and knee pain with Dr. Scott Lamp, and it'll be the topic of our presentation this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax. We're right off the National Capitol Beltway. Join us if you've never been to the office, and we're kind of doing this a little differently for the first one. We're taste testing what's going on, and we're trying to accommodate you. Remember, the office is extremely safe from filters to taking your temperature, and Virginia requires that you have a mask on in a medical healthcare facilities. So we want to support that, setting aside politics of any kind. So those of you who've never been to the office, we'd love to show it off to you. We'd love to show you who we are, what we are. And, this is going to be a fun night. I promise you, you're going to learn more than what you possibly could think of. We had several callers. You guys have to remember, call early so I can grab your calls. We had our last one, Steve from Rockville. He had a question on blood sugar handling. And sorry, Steve, I wish we could have taken your call, but you weren't there when we came back on the air. Otherwise, I would have taken you. Dr. Scott, let's talk a little bit about the program, the presentation. You know, people are coming in for the first time in over 18 months. For an in-house presentation, but it also will be available to anybody else that wants it online. All you have to do is call the office at 703-698-7117. Ask them for it, register for it. Same thing, register for the class. We'd love to see you, love to meet you. I will be there as well to say hello to everybody. And, you know, you can do it online too. Just go to rozellecare.com. But Scott let's talk about this a little bit. What does it look like?
Okay, so basically we're going to go over some basic stats, but that's going to be the smallest amount of it. We're going to talk about the biomechanic and element of the body as you go through. One of the things to take a look at from your foot to your knee to your hip, the players in the game, how we need to work with that, talk about different syndromes that might be involved in it. So that's the primary things. And then we'll look at the secondary things, which are going to have to do with like proprioceptions. How can you tell things with your jaw, for example? Look at the secondary things that we talked about, some of the nutritional aspects. So we'll go through those and some muscle balances or some things like ligament interlinks that are like, well, what the heck is that? So we'll talk about some of those things. Injury recall patterns, which are also another thing that has to do with the psychological aspect that happens. So we're going to hit the whole gambit, all full, kind of like full circle on the whole body.
This is a fun presentation because you're going to look at things a little differently. I promise you, you're going to look at things differently when it comes to hip and knee problems, but also other injuries and other joint spaces that we put up with, if you will, and that we're taking medications for until it comes time that we can't handle anymore. What if there was a way of resolving this once and for all and you become a partner in your healthcare? Because that's really what it's all about. You must become involved in shifting and changing anything that goes on in your body, particularly when it comes to joints. You know, we talk about joints just don't happen, meaning they just don't degenerate by themselves. There's muscles that control them. There's function and capacity. There's lifestyles that we are way too involved in, sometimes negatively, not only from our lack of activity, but the wrong activities, the lack of preparation, but also putting fuel in our body that is not appropriate, things that shouldn't be there to begin with. You know, my mantra of, you know, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten additives, preservatives, gluten products, you know, all those inflammatory things that make life worse for us. And we ignore them. We set them aside because we don't think it's going to happen to us. Well, I can do this just a little bit. Well, sometimes that little bit cascades, accumulates over a long period of time, and now we're in trouble and we have structural deviation, or we're walking, you know, and putting up with pain. And if I don't do this, I feel okay. Well, that's not okay either. Pain is not normal, even a little bit of pain. You can't ignore it. You get yourself into way too much trouble when you ignore things and they accumulate over a long period of time. But here's an opportunity for you to listen and hear from one of the best. Somebody who I appreciate, who I think the world of, who has a bandwidth that is extraordinary, particularly when it comes to this. Dr. Scott, I'm looking forward to the presentation in-house this Wednesday evening. This will be a great, great time, a celebration for all of us to get everybody back in. Thank you. Thank you for your time. We're coming up to the end of the program. Remember, we do this particularly for one reason only. It's because we love you. See you next week. Bye.
Take care.